I've been homeless for about 7 years on and off, but when I say homeless, living with people, living with friends, family, things like that. But I was living with a mate and his girlfriend got pregnant, so because it was only a one bedroom flat, I eventually had to move out and ended up back on the streets of Leeds basically. And there's a church service in Leeds called Crypt too. I heard about them, started going there for meals and then found out that they had bed spaces, and one thing led to another. I ended up getting in there. I stopped there for about 2 months and I found it quite difficult to move me on because I've got large rent areas with council, so they moved me on to an hostel, which was Ladybeck, which is on a short term anyway, and they moved me on to here, to Off of Court, which is more long term. I can basically stay here until I get a council, another council property. I had a heroin addiction, but it wasn't much of an addiction. It was an addiction because I was coping with it for quite a number of years. Once I were eventually homeless, situation became more and more worse. But I found that I needed the drugs more and more, especially on the night, cold nights when it got to winter, and it were basically a thing for getting your head down, you know what I mean? And when I started using more and more, basically just to pass the numbness of the streets.
I've took a couple of photos of some empty buildings around Leeds. They're still empty buildings nowadays, boarded up and that, but there were always ways that you could find to get in. At the back of the hotel where the bins are and everything, there's a Sony music store next door, and they throw all their cardboard boxes out. So we used to make a little house out of the TV boxes and the stereo boxes. And so we're taking a couple of pictures and out popped an head out of it. They even made a little window. And they had some, not curtains, but they had some hanging up. So it looked like they had window nets up. So yeah, I've took several pictures of places where I used to sleep rough. Even one is at back of Playhouse. It used to be a big bin. It's a big bin, and it used to be full of like bubble wrap and paper and stuff. But I got locked in it one day, and I've woke up and I've tried to get out, and lid's fastened, and I started having a bit of a panic attack, and I'm banging outside at bin and that, and this old warehouse bloke come over, the cleaner and that, and found me inside there, you know what I mean? But he said he'd had problems with people sleeping in there before, but it was comfortable because it was full of newspaper, and once you wrapped yourself up in it, it was quite warm, yeah.